We begin Perek Shmini, the 8th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Shluchim, the Shutof, and the laws of agents and of partners in the Sefer Kinyan Book of Acquisitions. We continue the theme of the previous parakim regarding investments, which is when you have someone that has the money that is investing with someone else to do the work. That's the theme of these parakim, which in this parakim we discuss specifically regarding if the investment is with living animals, and as this relates to the laws of investments with land, which is known as an oris, as a sharecropper. As the Rambam gives Halacha Aleph regarding the payment to an administrator when it applies to living creatures. Hanisin beitzim l'ba'al ha'tanugim. Someone gives eggs to the owner of chickens, of hens, lo'hishav ha'tanugim alein, so that the hens should sit on those eggs, ad she'yitzu afreichim, until the chick hatches, v'gadleisim ba'al ha'tanugim, then the owner of the chickens will take care of those chicks, v'yedavach b'nim, and then they'll split the profits between them. Now, the problem is you run into a concern of avak ribis, as we said this in the 6th parak. So, because what happens is that this is a loan and he's making profit. So, tzorch lahalus l'ischar ha'mola mezayne. I mean, he's getting back for the money that he's lending. He's getting back more than what was given. So, tzorch lahalus l'ischar ha'mola mezayne. What you have to do is, you have to pay the owner of the chickens the wages of his work and his food. So thereby, the money that was given is going to counteract the problem about the avak ribis. And v'chein hashem agol masiyachem al haroya. So to bless you, someone's evaluating the calves or the foals, the young animals, al haroya, on the shepherd, lis masasik b'em, so that he should be gauging them, sheiglu, that he should make them take care of them when they're younger, v'asach al emtza, and then the wages will be split equally. Chayv lahals lischara molo imezayin b'chol yim kepoil batel. So you have to go ahead and you pay for his wages and for his food every single day, like a worker who's not doing other work because he's taking care of these animals. And again, you have to pay him, because or else that would be considered monies that he's getting, that the owner of the investor is getting for work that he's not doing. It would be just like getting back more money for his loan. But now in this case, it's not. It's counterweight by the payment that the worker is getting. And the shepherd takes care of them until the calves are 3 years old, and mahachamar regarding a donkey, it's achatehetahenis, until it can carry loads. Now, he cannot sell it without the consent of his friend during this time, because that is what we say, that up until that point, that this is this shared venture. And mechena sham behema, so to some of the value, it's an animal, al mafatim, what's called a fattener, at least mafatim, so that they fatten up the animal. And obviously that fetches a higher price. And then the share of the profits. So again, you have to give for his work like a person who's not doing work otherwise. Because again, he's lending him something of a principal, and he's getting back more than that. So though, yeah, he's shearing in the profits, but that's for his work. But then when he's working for the investor, that is considered ribis on some level. Therefore, he has to pay him for that work. Now, the Mamalev tells him, he says, okay, let the head and the tail be yours, Bamolcha, for your work. Yes, more than half of the profit. That's permitted, because since he's getting some type of a payment for his effort that he's doing for the investor's part, that's not a problem about. Avak. Excuse me. That's not a problem about Avak Ribis, because again, he's not getting anything more for his loan. Hoyil Mefatim. Let's say the fattener had behemoth acheres, other animals, shemefatim oisam, that he's fattening them im zuha shumetzle, together with this evaluated animal that's by him. And machin sotim hoyla gol mesoch machin my beitz machere shaloi. Let's say he had other calves and foals or some other eggs that he's hatching with his hens. So hoyubu mesasik b'shalab b'shalab, since he's engaged in his own and in that of his friends, of the investor. So it's not really he's doing that much more. So you don't have to give that much of payment. So even though he's only giving him a little bit, in all the days of this partnership, it's enough. And that's considered enough of offsetting the avak ribis. And they can divide the profit equally. Now, if that person that's doing the work was his sharecropper, since he's engaged in his own portion, which the aris gets a portion, and from the owner of the fields, so he doesn't have to go ahead and really give him anything, because the sharecropper has to do the work for the owner of the field anyway, and that's part of what he gets in his profits, so that doesn't require any offsetting, because it's not like he's giving him anything more than what he's doing for him anyway. Halacha base. Hashem HaGolem HaYisyachem. Someone evaluates calves or foals, or Heshavtan the Golem, or he has these chickens on the eggs. Or Yishon Behem Alpatim, or he's evaluating an animal on the fattener. Lamachta Sachar for half the profits. V'lohel LeSachar, and he's not giving him any wages. So then, his law has the same halacha like an investment of monies. So you look how much the animals or the eggs were worth at the time of when this proposition started. How much did they gain? So now what you have to do is, since you're not offsetting it, you have to do it a different way, which is that the administrator takes shnei shlishei hasachar, two-thirds of the profit. And if they lose, he only pays a third of the loss. That's offsetting it, as we explained in previous parakim. Halacha gimel, shaman parah b'chamayr. If you're evaluating a cow or a donkey, or anything that the norm is that they do work and they consume, also they have to be fed, and that the profits should be divided equally, although the administrator, he's getting some other profit for himself by working these animals, because he rents out the animal or he works with it, and he gets benefit from the rental and from its work. So therefore, that's something that is the benefit that he gets, which we have to make sure he gets a benefit to make sure it's not avak ribas. But bein shaman egle mima, you don't evaluate a calf with its mother. In other words, without adding on any wages, but neither a foal with his mother, because the calf and the foal, they don't do anything, and this work. So again, that has to be offset, like we said, for the problem of vak ribas. Halacha dalkin is regarding how long does this business venture continue for. So Hashem behem al-chaber, if someone evaluates an animal for his friend, the reason why we call it that is because you just have to evaluate what's the starting point to know what the profit was. Until when does that worker continue this proposition? So basinus by female donkeys, the shmoyna sachadish of a period of 18 months. Uba goydris means that they're animals that are put into a corral, the hain they are atsain by bakr, the flock and the cattle, are above asim chadish after a period of 24 months. Now vimbo, lachlik, betoichs man zeb is coming to divide and to split it up already within this time frame. Chavir makvel of the other one, whichever one, could stop them. They shouldn't stop with some because that was the unspecific partnership that they made. And the reason is the lafisha in the day mitfilu shoshon rishayna, because you can't compare the work that he's investing the first year, shei meruba, which is a lot of work and very little profit, shein mishtamenes betchila elbukeishi, because it's very hard to fatten up the animal in the beginning, but with great difficulty litfilu shoshon acheres to the engagement that he's doing the second year, shei muat, which is very little but with a lot of gain, shein mishtamenes harbet meseves b'chayim, because it gets very fat and it keeps on increasing every single day. They could stop him from splitting this up until the end of the second year because saying, hey, you know, we made up this amount and now you're going to split now. I'm going to lose out because I'm going to be getting that much more profit as time goes on. Let's say the evaluated animal gives birth during that 18 or 24 months that it's by him. So the child, the offspring, is included from the profit that goes in the middle. Now, mokum shenogu lagadol baldosim. Now, the custom where the is that the shepherd, the fattener, takes care of the offspring. So he gadol v'achkach imachu. So then he takes care of it and then subsequently sells it. Mokum shenogu shalol lagadol. But the place where the custom is that no, the shepherd doesn't take care of the baby that's born. Sachayv hamasasik lihitapu b'bladis. So, but still, there's still a little bit that the administrator have to take care of the newborn babies, bedaka, but the small livestock are shleishim 30 days of begasa, by large livestock is chamishim yom is 50 days, and then mecholkin, then they divide it, but he doesn't have to take care of it longer than that. Now, rotzli tabel bem yosal zvanzel, let's say he wants to take care of them even longer than this time period, so what he does is shamayisim from the shleish, he has it evaluated from the three people, b'yom shleishim, b'yom chamishim, respectively, day 30 or day and day 50, v'chol sheyavichu achakach, and whatever profit comes after that, yitla mesasik shleish chalakim. Then the administrator takes three portions of chaveray, and the investor takes revi harevach, a quarter of the profit. And why is that? Where do we get three quarters and a quarter from? Shari yesh lechatzei abal, because he has the rights of it's split. The offspring is the profit, so he gets half of the child. Now nation asasik bechatzei shechaveray, but since he's also engaged in taking care of the half of the investor, nitl chatzei oisei chatzei takes a half of that half. Harishleish adabam, so that's three quarters. Now, Vimlo Hisnik him Shlesh, if he did not stipulate this in front of three people, Hari Mochel, so he's officially pardoning, Vavlod is my name, b'shovik k'mayshem, and therefore the offspring is going to be split equally as they were. He's not going to get another quarter, even though he's doing work for that investor. Another Rambam continues regarding the minig amokam, regarding the custom of the place. Makom shenogu lahali schar katav. In a place where the custom is to increase the wages for the porter, for the one who carries, to add that to the monies of the business investment. In other words, they calculate that as expenses on both of them. So Malin, we add that. So then all the wages that the administrator takes for his wages that he carries the animal on his shoulder is included in the wages of the monies. In other words, with the whole principle, both of them have to divide the expenses. We don't put that on the calculation of the administrator. No, that gets added. That's taken care of by the two of them, because that's a responsibility that they both have. So let's say their norm is to add on for the wages for the effort they put into taking in the animal. Not only, so we add that, and that doesn't come off what he's getting. Let's say the place where the custom is to add the wages of taking care of the children for the wages of his work. We add that too. Now, but whoever does administration or partners unspecific, shouldn't change from whatever the custom is in that country. Halacha A continues with the halacha of oris, of a sharecropper, going from livestock to fields. So Reuven Shaisli saw them. Reuven had a field, and he brings down Shimon inside of the field to plant it for the seeds or for trees, and to expend his expenses on it, and to sell the produce, and that whatever is beyond the expenses will be divided between the two of them. Whether they stipulated there should be equally divided, whether they stipulated that Reuven, the owner, will take more, that's called aris l'shlish or l'rvia. Could be either l'mechza, like we just said, equally, or that no, the sharecropper only takes a third or a quarter, and the Reuben, the owner, is taking more. Bein shaisa itzal kol mishal Reuben, whether all the expenses were coming from Reuben's pocket, bein shaisa mishal Shem, whether it's from the aris's, the sharecropper's pocket. B'chol zeh mutter, whatever it is, in all these situations, they're all going to be permitted. And ve'in kanavak ribbis, there's no problem about the dust of ribbis, because by real estate, there's no ribbis, because it constantly is in the domain of the owner of the land, and it's not even considered in the category of loan to say that, oh, he's like some type of a dust of interest on the loan. Now, Shimon, who is engaged in the work of the land, ubatzah, and the expenses of mechiras apedis and selling of the produce, who had nikar aris, he's what's called a sharecropper. Aris aimer, if let's say the sharecropper says, lemetzinati, I came down to do this because I was getting half the profits. Ubatzah, the owner of the field says, no, lishlishinati, I brought him down to get a third of the profits. So halchanach aminik medina, we go after the custom of the country, and v'zeshaton shalik aminik, whoever's claiming that that's not like the norm of the custom, alav lavadai, he has to bring proof that it's not as it normally is. Halacha vav, baal shahidat arisin benichse ishta begirshav. If a husband brings down sharecroppers to his wife's properties, and then he divorces her, so it depends. Im hoya baal aris, if the husband himself was a sharecropper, hoya ben nisalik baal, once the husband is out of the picture, nisalik kohim. So the workers are also out of the picture because they only came because of the husband. The in lemanatza, and therefore they only get from the expenses, el shir hashevach, only the amount of that in the profit, uvishvua, and with an oath, in other words, like the husband himself, when he spends money on his wife's estate and he doesn't eat from the payers, he has such halacha that he gets from the expenses only according to the amount of the increase, with an oath. But v'mein habala aris, but if the husband was not a sharecropper, so it has nothing to do with the husband. It's just you're hiring workers to come and do work. So they came down with the intent of whatever the custom of the land is. But Shalom Kurdis, and if you evaluate like however sharecropper gets in that country, that's what they're going to get. Halacha Zayin, regarding the partnership of Yerushim, of inheritors. Ha'achin brothers or Shahar Yerushim or other inheritors, Shalicholki Yerushas Moedishim, they didn't yet divide the inheritance of the one who bequeathed them this estate. Rather, all of them are utilizing it together as one. They have halacha like partners for all halachas. Now, let's say one of the brothers or one of the partners, he fell into having to do work for the king. Whatever profit he makes, again, is divided by them all. It's all considered part of the same team. If one of them became sick and he got healed, The medicine, the doctor bills, everything comes from the middle. Because they're all sharing the expenses and the profits of the same estate. But if he came sick out of negligence, he went in the snow or in the sun in the very hot days until he became sick, or creates or similar types of negligent conduct, then he has to get healed from his own, can't take that from the shared estate.